So, Bill, I heard about this cool new feature called async streams in C Sharp. Can you tell me more about them?
Yes, Leslie. So async streams are introduced in C Sharp 8. And the idea behind them is for a lot of the programs that we write now, we're connecting programs that may run on different machines or different processes. And we're going to be communicating between those. Think of like your Twitter app. And if you want to just infinitely scroll and, doom scroll forever, it needs to keep getting older things in your timeline to look through. And the way we would do that previously is it's kind of like the code I have right here, where I've got my main program and I've got a producer object. And that producer object is going to just enumerate this whole list. And the way I'm retrieving it is I'm going to grab a packet of 10 and then put it in a collection and then keep doing that over and over. We go ahead and start to fire this one up. And you can see it's just kind of like sitting there without the things that we were doing. Well, there's nothing happening, right? Because what has to happen is I'm making this request. I have to wait to read everything from the stream before I give any of the data back.
And
Right. So
if that message wasn't there, I'd just assume the app crashed or something, right?
this thing's bad. And then there, once it gets, here's, just like this open pipe of a fire hose of data for, your entire Twitter timeline. That's not much fun.
Nope. And a lot of
So,
waiting involved. It's not
a
fun.
lot of waiting, yeah. And so I'm just going to take this code out. And now what we want to do, if we look in consuming this, I'm now going to have this thing that just says, I'm going to enumerate the numbers asynchronously. You can see I've got that await in front of for each. So it looks really familiar, just an extra keyword there. And the way we're going to produce that list is now instead of returning an enumerable, we're going to return an async enumerable. Right. So that's that asynchronous stream. So it's an async method, returns an async enumerable.
I
And
also noticed the add function got replaced with yield return here. So you don't even have to create a new list like you did in the previous function.
Right. So I'm just going to feed the data back as soon as it arrives and
Save some
then
memory in the
save
process.
some memory, give you that in, immediate kind of here's some data. And then when it has to do an asynchronous thing, which I'm simulating with this task.delay, then when the calling code says, move next, it's actually going to call something called move next async, which is in the new interface. And then it has to await that because it's a task of bool. It says, oh yeah, there's more elements here. We've still got some more things we're generating on this stream. And as we run that one through, what we get is you can see there's already the first 10 numbers. And now it's making the next request by the time I put that on this monitor. So off it goes and it's making that those requests and we're consuming the data as it shows up.
That's so much more useful, especially to the user. So they're getting that instant gratification without having to wait for all the data to just drop, like information overload at the same time.
Right.
This seems really useful, and I love how clean the code gets as a result too. Like I could see myself using this for creating Blazor apps or doing HTTP requests or Xamarin, MAUI, or just anything that requires that those async tasks to be happening in the background, but you still want to give the user some useful feedback in the process while
Right.
obtaining
We're trying to get
that.
that instant gratification both for developers and for the people that use our applications.
That is some nifty stuff. So if you're interested in learning more about async streams, then you should check out the docs below.